When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
So I thought a nice way to start this week's episode of SmackDown Ups and Downs, given that we do a lot of these videos, was to take my phone, just going to unlock it, and I'm just going to load up a random tweet, and we're going to read it out. Because Mike123 says, Simon, you bought a hole. I hope you die, and your family never wants to speak to you again. This was a terrible idea. I also think that's my dad's account, but hello, my name is Simon from What Culture. Welcome to SmackDown Ups and Downs, which I've already done, but I'm doing it again. The point is, WWE did have a show, so was it good, or did it absolutely suck? Let's find out with this, the finger of power, and up those downs. Logan Paul opened up SmackDown after he'd been teased all day that he was going to do so. And surprise, surprise, he got booed. I do not understand why WWE is deciding to pursue all of this, because I will tell you right now, on this day in September 2022, it's not going to work. This is even more crazy because his next opponent, if you can believe it, is going to be Roman Reigns at the Saudi Arabia show. Now, even at Clash at the Castle in Wales, some people decided to jeer Drew McIntyre because they love the tribal chief and they love the head of the table and they just want to walk up to him and give him a massive hug. So what we need to do is turn Logan Paul into a super duper mega a-hole, because we know how this works when it comes to pro wrestling. Eventually it will go full circle and people are like, I love him now. I mean, actually, Logan Paul could be the exception to that rule, but we have historical evidence. Why aren't we following it? It was all about the fact that Roman had been on Logan's Paul this week, and as soon as Reigns had left, Logan was all like, I could beat that guy. So my hand up went straight away and was like, how is that a babyface move? And yes, this entire crowd kept going, what, what, what? And I can't lie to you, got a little bit awkward. He also made reference to the fact that Floyd Mayweather wasn't able to beat him and also didn't pay him. If you've seen that fight, you know what a pile of nonsense that is. When all of a sudden, Paul Heyman returned to SmackDown because he interrupted with the bloodline. And I was like, there he is. My old dear friend Paul. This was kind of funny too, because he got exactly the same reaction as Logan Paul, in the sense that some people were cheering and some people were booing. But I would argue that in terms of a babyface to heel reaction, Paul Heyman was more popular than Logan Paul. That's when you know something ain't right. It warmed my heart that the person that got the most love was Sami Zayn, and I cannot wait until we pull the trigger on all of that. And yes, by the time Paul Heyman had gone, oh, your brother Jake Paul has taken on Anderson Silva, and he's gonna get knocked out, everybody went, yeah, we wanna see a Paul brother get punched right in the face. Also, how the hell are we having that match? Anderson Silva versus Jake Paul. I'm just going to spin around till I fall over. This was then turned into Logan Paul saying, I think Roman Reigns is scared of me, and we are going to do a press conference later to announce all of this. Throughout his speech, Logs kept going, I'm going to become the WWE champion. And you can just imagine the response. I think some guy in the front row threw up. It was soon being teased that he was going to get into it with the bloodline when Sami Zayn was like, don't worry, Mr. Heyman, I would take over this. And of course, he got punched in the face. And what happened when Sam hit the canvas? All the fans went boo. How could WWE not know this was going to happen? Honestly, I was laughing so much. It's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen. The Usos and Solo Sikoa were then going to murder Logan Paul. Before that happened, Ricochet's music hit, because we were going to get Rick and Sami Zayn. but let's just wrap this up in a nice, neat little package before we get there.
Because seriously, I think Logan Paul is very good at this. He more than holds his own, and we know that he's good when the bell rings. But this is not working because people see him as a heel, they want him to be a heel, and they want to boo him. And the real problem here is that everybody had good guy lines and bad guy lines that were leaning in a certain direction, but because we were going against that, because the fans were like, well, we're not going to buy into this, it was just one of the most surreal things I've seen in wrestling in ages. Somebody should have called an audible, but no, apparently the behind the scenes news is that Logan doesn't want to be a bad guy. That just ain't gonna work.
I'm even fine with doing Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns at the Saudi Arabia shows. I mean, they're glorified house shows anyway, so do the flub what you want. It's not like he's going to win. But this took up a massive chunk on SmackDown, and you just have to admit, it didn't click. Oh, it's getting it down.
This all did melt away quite quickly though, because it was Sammy versus Ricochet, and in no universe, and in no reality, are they gonna have a bad match. Now, it did make me feel a little bit sad, because one of these guys was going to lose.
But at least we didn't do anything silly like a count out or a DQ finish. They seem to be in the rearview mirror.
We also don't really need to recap this because exactly what you think they would have done is what they did to, although we do need to highlight 2 points. One, Michael Cole started talking about their feud in PWG at one point. So I was like, oh man, we are not in Kansas anymore, Toto. And two, there was this amazing bit where Paul Heyman accidentally spilt his drink over Michael Cole's notes or whatever. Michael Cole was like, Paul Heyman, I can't believe you did that. And Heyman went straight into heel mode, got the rest of the drink and just doused all of his papers. Honestly, I tell you, I was laughing again because I'm an idiot.
This match was still a bit confusing though, because Logan Paul was in Ricochet's corner and he kept casting distraction, which meant when Rick would get his momentum back, it was because they kind of cheated, and once again, they're supposed to be good guys. Although, oh my gosh, Ricochet was then on the top rope and Sami Zayn pushed him, and he went flying into Barry Barricade. I thought he was dead, I almost called the newspapers.
He was soon back to his feet because he's like a ping pong ball, and he hit this amazing springboard crossbody. But then, yeah, we got some serious crazy talk because Sami Zayn actually had the thing won after he hit this nuts German suplex when Jey Uso decided to slide in the ring. And because of that, the referee was distracted and they weren't able to count the three.
Now, this ties into something that had happened earlier where, like I've already alluded to, Logan Paul was getting involved. So while this was Jey just trying to even the odds, obviously he did screw over Sami Zayn, and Sami was so enraged, he actually got in the Uso's face, and I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Ricochet then did a big dive to take out all the assholes, then hit the 450 off the top to get the 1-2-3. And look, I am going to give this an up, but once again, utilizing Logan Paul in this position made absolutely no sense.
Everybody then was about to do a big brawl when Madcap Moss came out to balance the odds, and at this stage, I didn't realize that it was going to be Solo Sikoa versus Madcap later on. So I was a bit like, Moss, you need to get out of there. I don't think you want to be associated with this.
Karrion Kross and Scarlett were backstage after this, and they basically said, Drew tick, McIntyre tock, we tick, beat top.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You tick up talk and tick will talk. Do tick it talk again. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock clock. This, of course, is all in black and white too, because Carrion and Scarlett love that. And look, I'm totally fine if you want to do it during interviews. But unlike last week, probably don't do it again when you're in the ring, because the only explanation for it is that there's a guy backstage and he goes 3, 2, 1, doop, change the color. This whole SmackDown then continued to be nuts because Maxine and Max Dupri were in the ring. They're like, we're so close to LA. And also the Maximum Male Models are here and they're gonna be showcasing the new Back to School collection. And I gave it a minute and I felt it in my tum-tum. I was excited. I also knew exactly what was going to happen here because you could just smell it. And within about 3.2 seconds, Raw played out over the loudspeakers. And Braun Strowman was here. But you have to go and see this because Mansoor and Marseille were doing their modeling. And as soon as the music hit, they turned to the camera with this looks on their faces. Now, there are some people out in the wrestling community that do not like the Maximum Male Models. Well, you gotta find me and we're gonna fight because they're amazing. Strowman obviously destroyed them and gave Mansoor the powerbomb, which is when Chad Gable came out. He was casting distraction because everybody on this show had leveled up their MP. When Otis ran out, and not only did he start to beat up Braun, but he gave him the world's strongest slam. When Strowman just sat up and went, yeah, I didn't feel a thing. It looked like they were about to get into it properly, but Gable was pulling Otis away, saying, no, you're my favorite guy. So I presume next week we are gonna do Braun Strowman versus Otis. And why the hell not? So there's no way you can't give this thing an up because people just love Braun at the moment. And again, just for the look on the Maximum Male Models' faces, I would never give it a down. And then I'm going to be slightly contradictory because it's also going to get a down because all my favorite guys are getting beaten up by Braun Strowman. So this is very much a kayfabe down, but as I've already said, I am giving it an up. This is a very smart way to book the guy. He's only been back 2 weeks and he's over like Rover. For the first time under the Triple H regime too, this was a very talk-heavy episode of one of his wrestling shows because right after this, out came Damage Control. They were super happy 9,000 because of course not only are Dakota Kai and Io Sky the brand new tag team champions, but Raquel Rodriguez just lost. And as for Aaliyah, they injured her and she's on the shelf. This is when Raquel did march out though and she was really angry and she said to Bayley, I am absolutely sick of you. We should have a match. They did have a match and I tell you this, it only went about 6 minutes, but it was pretty good. This is mostly because we have a plan with Rodriguez and we never deviate from it. So she was just absolutely killing all of them. And even though Dakota Kai and Io Sky were trying to get involved, Raquel was like, all right. And she picked one of them up and she launched them into the other one. And as I've said time and time again, humans are not meant to be projectiles. Fells eventually used the turnbuckle to take over and then started working on her leg, because if you can't walk, you can't wrestle. But even then, she couldn't keep Raquel Rodriguez down. And the only reason Bayley did one is because, my gosh, Sky and Kai were just going distraction, interference, crazy. So eventually it was EO that got the cheap shot in there, which allowed Bells to hit the rose plant and got the 1, 2, 3. But this is definitely the way you build a star. Every single week, I find myself being more invested in Raquel Rodriguez. It then did get a bit weird because the whole crew did jump her when Shotzi came out to make the save. And I was like, wait a minute, last time I saw Shotzi, she was definitely a heel. And Michael Cole did try to justify this on commentary by going, well, maybe she's just sick of Damage Control. And I was like, man, that is lame. But it is good that she has returned to TV. Apparently the Tank is coming back too, which is a smart move. And like I've already said, Raquel is gonna turn into something if we continue on with this. Ronda Rousey was then sat down to do an interview, and as soon as she appeared on the big screen, everybody cheered. Almost like, even though it seemed like she was gonna be a heel, we turned into a badass, and now everybody's happy again. What does that sound like? Liv Morgan basically interrupted her straight away and said, "Don't forget, Ronda, I beat you twice." I was a bit like, "Liv, come here. I wouldn't talk about that if I were you, because if people go and Google it, they're going to raise an eyebrow." Whole point is, though, that when we do get to the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, they're now going to have an Extreme Rules match. And given the name of the show, well, that makes a lot of sense. Also, just realised I said pay-per-view. Excuse me. Premium live event. We then cut back to the commentators who are just trying to do their job when Drew McIntyre teleported in. I was all like, "Oh, Karrion Kross, I've been waiting for you backstage all day, but apparently I need to be out here so you can jump me." Karrion Kross did not jump him. Drew insinuated that he was going to wait around, and then he left. And we didn't see him for the rest of SmackDown. It was right back into the bloodline after this, though, because they were all backstage, about to go out for Solo Sikoa's match. He was like, "Listen, Usos, you having a bad night, you stay here, but Sammy, you come with me." And Zayn's face lit up like he was the bullied kid in school and the cool kids had just gone, "Ah, you come with us." And then he was dancing to Solo's theme as he walked to the ring. Somebody give Sami Zayn a prize because he's the greatest wrestler ever. This did also mean that it was Madcap Moss versus Solo Sikoa. I have no idea if the NXT North American Championship was on the line, mostly because I sat there with this confused look on my face. I don't know where this came from. Otherwise, it was all right, though, and I did enjoy it, but it did suffer from the fact that at no point did I believe that Moss was ever going to win here, because Solo has only just arrived on the main roster and is clearly getting a bit of a push. It also basically mirrored every single match we'd already seen, because, of course, Sami Zayn was on the outside. He kept doing distraction. He kept doing interference till eventually he had done so much, Madcap Moss was distracted. And he lost. I mean, at one point it looked like Moss had the pin after a fallaway slam, but Sammy just pulled Sikoa out the ring. And this is when I turn into a bit of a wrestling nerd, because I'm like, is that not a disqualification? And if it's not in the rules and you can do that, why aren't people doing it all the time? Anyway, Madcap was so mad, he then ran around the ring, he got back in there, Solo Sikoa hit him with the rock bottom, 1, 2, 3, we were done. Now this did feel like a little bit of a lull, but I am gonna give it an up because it was a fine match, I wasn't offended. But yeah, we went to the well one too many times when it went to the crazy finishes. You gotta give it a down. It didn't mean the whole show was building up to a number one contender match to see who was going to challenge for the tag team championships. And this was absolutely excellent. It was also the Brawling Brutes taking on Imperium, taking on Hit Row, taking on the New Day. And seriously, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods must have been looking around the whole time, because the last time they were in a situation like this, they got rah, and out came Braun Strowman. As has been the way ever since Triple H took over, though, any kind of multi-person match is just so damn fun to watch. And this was just move, 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 go, 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 for around about 15 minutes, to the point I just closed my laptop because I couldn't take notes. There was too much happening. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to enjoy it. We also tied up some loose ends too, because I was a bit like, wait a minute, why aren't the Viking Raiders in this? But Michael Cole told us it's because Eric has been injured, so they're out right now. And they're back in the ring. Ludwig and Butch were just punching each other in the face. And as always, the best thing about Butch is that he is now Butch, but he's also Pete Dunne. And the amalgamation of the two is even better. Sheamus and Gunther also kept looking at each other too, because they are enemies. And around about this time, Top Dollar grabbed Ashanti the Adonis and he just threw him into everybody else. Later too, three people jumped on Top Dollar and he just walked around like he was the strongest guy in the world. And I'm sorry, but you gotta give that a round of applause, because even if you're new to the man, it took 8 seconds for you to go, well, he's a badass. We also had some big guy wrestling, because Top Dollar did square off with Ridge Helen, but then Kofi Kingston was going against Ashanti, so we were doing all kind of things here. And we do have to mention Imperium, because they're just such a good tag team. Like, any time they're doing anything, they just make it work. I like it. Xavier Woods got the hot tag eventually, but Giovanni Vinci took him out, and this is when Butch was like, rah, and he ran wild. And that once again really made me laugh, because I think he has decided that half of me is Butch and half of me is Pete Dunne. And he's really got this down. Eventually, it did look like Kingston had found the momentum, though, because he was beating everyone up. But actually, Imperium snuck in there, and oh my gosh, they with this Imperial bomb, where he basically landed right on his head. But as it turned out, Ridge Holland had done a sneaky tag. He flew in there. He chucked Imperium out the ring. And he just pinned Kofi to become the number one contenders. And admittedly, WWE does love doing this finish. Who cares, though, because this was super fun. The Brawling Brutes are over like crazy now. And I am well up for the Brawling Brutes taking on the Usos. And in many ways, the Brawling Brutes could win. I mean, they're never going to do that, but I'd be fine with it. And that was why this match absolutely rocked too. You could have given the W to anyone, and I would have gone, all right. Getting it up. Which does indeed bring us to the end of SmackDown, and there was some very, very strange choices on this show, but that's okay. I would rather you tried new things and threw some things at the wall to see what would stick than do the same old, so I was mostly entertained. Getting it up. Now please do leave a comment below and let us know what you thought about last night's episode of SmackDown. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and keep doing these trios things. Go to whatculture.com, watch some videos, follow us on social media. My name is Simon for What Culture. Thank you very much for joining me on a Saturday. Do not forget Ups and Downs for Rampage will be live later. See you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.